Intervju Radija Študent.
Sergio Mendoza je kitarist, vokalist, klaviaturist in za povrh še komponist, ki stoji za bolj ali manj arizonsko-mehiško zasedbo orkestra Mendoza. Gre za en tak mali orkester, ki je prejšnji petek tekom druge godbe špilal prav gibke viže na odru Metelkovske menze. Je pa Sergio prav tako dejaven še v zasedbi Kalexico, pa zadnje čase tudi v projektu Mexrisi. V zadnjem oziroma slednjem interpretira skladbe Morrisseyja in Smithsov po lokalnih glasbenih manirah svoje rodne na mehiško-ameriško mejo postavljene domovine.
My name is Sergio Mendoza. I play in the band Orquesta Mendoza and I'm originally from Tucson, Arizona. We did start in 2009 as a Sergio Mendoza y la Orquesta. We did a tribute concert to this Cuban band leader. His name is Pérez Prado. And we played a 20-minute set of his music. And Joey Burns from the band Kalexico was there at the show. And then he offered us to open up for Kalexico in Tucson and Phoenix and San Diego, a little West Coast tour. And then that's how we kept on playing more shows, and then eventually we started writing original music. We started out as a big 13-piece band, and we wanted to be more or less like a big band orchestra from the 1940s, like Pérez Prado from Cuba, or like Duke Ellington, American songwriter, jazz songwriter. We wanted it to have that flavor of a of the old bands, but we also wanted to mix it with new styles of music and somehow figure out a way to make it modern by using different effects on the guitars and keyboards or by adding a drum machine.
Would you say that in southern USA there's a lot of contemporary takes on any of the musics coming from South or Mid America? Especially, let's say, in the rock field?
I think there's a movement going on with bands that are trying to pull, you know, from those influences, similar influences from old bands, you know, recycling stuff, recycling music. But I think I could actually maybe count the bands that I know of that are doing stuff in the U.S., in New York, in LA, or even in my own hometown of Arizona. I can think of maybe there's a band called Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Las Cafeteras from LA. They're mixing Mexican folk with son jarocho and different Mexican styles of folk, and writing their own new songs and also covering old songs. And then in New York, there was a band called Fojo in the Dark, who was doing a kind of like Brazilian psychedelic 60s rock. Cool combination of, you know, making something that already happened in the 60s, making it brand new again.
But otherwise, I presume that Latin music is very strong in Arizona.
Well, there's in Arizona, in Tucson, where we're from, it's so close to the border that there's a lot of different styles of Latin music. There's a lot of mariachi from Mexico, Tex-Mex, of course, all the rock indie bands that play in the downtown of the city. And also, there's a couple banda sinaloense that comes from Culiacán, Sinaloa. And they're all, I mean, you can find like a cover band playing these authentic styles. You may see them at a restaurant, but there's not like a big Latin music scene happening. To say like, you couldn't go to a club on a Thursday night and find a good salsa band or a cumbia band. You know, some of that has disappeared, but there is a lot of music.
The term Latin music sounds sort of suspicious because, you know, it's similar to speaking about African music and just lumping one whole continent into one term. What do you think about the term itself and how it's being used?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it can get confusing for people, you know, and sometimes you have to specify, no, that is not a mariachi. Or sometimes they ask me if my band is a mariachi. I'm like, no, I love mariachi music, but it's something completely different. And the way you use the term Latin music, to me, it's sometimes it's easier to say I play in a Latin band than to say I play in a indie cumbia or indie mambo orchestra. I think that gives you a little more detailed information about what we're actually doing. But sometimes it's just easier to say, yeah, we're a Latin band and we play Latin music.
But could you say that there's a common cultural, music-wise, common cultural space from Chile up to Mexico?
I mean, I think we're all cousins, you know, musically, but Brazil has something completely different with the way they play the drums, and Peru has a lot of different qualities through their chord progressions and the way they move with their harmonies. Rhythmically, I can identify with all of them, but then in Mexico you have the mariachi, which is two violins, trumpet, big bass called the guitarrón, and the guitar, the vihuela, which is a five string smaller instrument, smaller than just an acoustic guitar. So that's very different, you know, it's a little, and then in the US you have the bands that play Latin music or to be more specific, they'll play cumbia, Mexican style cumbia, or Peruvian style cumbia, or Colombian style cumbia. Cumbia comes from Colombia. So there's cumbia all over South America, but it's all kind of like based on what was created in Colombia. But then once people in the US start playing it, then it becomes something really different because they give it a different twist with what they're seeing in the US.
What do you mean by different twist? In different chord progression or different rhythm? Or how do you describe this different feel? Well,
kind of like what we're doing, because you'll get, I mean, if you get to see our show tomorrow, you'll see that we're more of a rock band than a Latin or a salsa band or a cumbia band. And that's because the scene that I grew up in, where I live now, Tucson, has had an influence on the way I make my music. And playing with Calexico, being the keyboardist and accordion player for Calexico, has certainly inspired me to write my Latin take a little different.
I think I've listened some old interview with your band, and it was said that almost all of you have played at one time or another in some Latin band.
Well, I played, I don't know what interview you saw, but I played 4 years in a salsa band as a piano player. And I would just show up and read the music and learn the music and play with a group of Mexicans, Cubans, and Puerto Ricans. And it's really different playing with other bands, you know, playing for me as a keyboardist, being in Calexico, it's a different mindset. I show up and I'm looking at Joey Burns or John Convertino, the leaders of the band, and seeing what they want from me as a musician for the music. So it's a different role. And with my own group, I have a different role. So it's challenging sometimes going between the two. As a band leader, you have to be on every night. Not that I am not on when I'm playing keyboards or being a sideman for another band, but you can't take nights off. You have to be leading the band, cueing the band, and going through sections of the music and making sure that everybody's with you and try to play as good as you can.
Is it hard to make the indie audience dance? I mean, how does the dancing component of your music play out?
Well, it's different every time, because I feel like we're one of those bands that could, when was it, in 2009 or 2010, we opened up for a band in LA a punk band called X. I don't know if you've heard of them.
The X?
X.
Just X.
Yeah, just X. And they're kind of like a legendary punk band from California. And we got to open up for them through Calexico. It was Orquesta Mendoza, then Calexico, and then the punk band X. And it was more like a friendly show because it was just so random, you know, that we were going to be playing in front of a bunch of punks, you know, people who love punk music. So for that set, I told the guys, hey, you know, tonight we need to rock it a little harder and try to play everything a little faster, a little louder, and with more energy. So we did, and we did that. And at the end of the show, we had guys with t-shirts with like Bad Religion t-shirts saying like, hey, you guys, you know, like, I love the kind of music you guys play. And I think for an audience like that, it's more important to just keep them entertained and watching and into the music. I mean, they weren't really dancing, but they were just like following. And then I think it's harder for us maybe to play in front of a real dancer crowd, like salseros or people who are there just for dancing, because we tend to go different directions with the music. So maybe for one part or for an entire song, we'll play a rock song and just have fun with it. And for them, they would be kind of just watching and waiting for the next song they could dance to. But no, it's different every time. I think for an indie audience, I think they're maybe listening a little more than they're thinking about dancing. But so far on this tour, I think everywhere we've played, Austria, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, we got the people dancing or clapping their hands.
Well, I don't want to indulge in stereotypes, but what have you noticed any difference in how audiences react on the, you know, sort of northern and southern axis?
Well, I don't want to say too much about that, but I'll just say it's interesting, and I like it. You know, I think it's really cool, like playing a show like in Austria, where, I mean, they're not Latinos, or Germany. You know, they're maybe more used to polkas, more used to something that's dum 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 dum, you know, downbeat, no syncopation. But they come up with their own moves, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
What about the drummer? On this tour, you've got a drummer who's coming from Netherlands, and you know your music sort of sounds very place specific, and the Netherlands are quite the opposite of this place that you're coming from. They've got just perpetually screwed up weather, so. He said he sort of connected into the music nicely, but there probably were some differences due to the fact that he was not, you know, sort of socialized for this music.
Yeah, well, I kind of like that part of the band too, where, and I guess I could have a Latino drummer or a guy who knows the style and that's what he does, but for me it's more interesting to have the mix of styles and have a rock drummer trying to play Latin music, because I think he's gonna hit it a little harder than a Latino drummer would, and he'll know the rock aspect of what we're looking for. So I think that's what we're looking for, and that's the way we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it like a rock band, not so much like a cumbia band would.
In Southern America, which from perspective from here seems like it may, I mean Southern USA, it may have some issues with racism. And would you say that this music you're playing is an identity thing? Does it have this strong identity component?
Well, I think there's issues with racism happening all over right now. I mean, the US with the current elections and we actually have some songs for the new record that touch on those themes of discrimination and being somewhere where some people would prefer you not to be there. And as far as for the music, I think now that there's so much stuff in the world happening like that, I think we're taking more of a stand. And it is, we do this music because we like it and we wanted to do it since we were little kids. But now there is that pride that you're talking about where you want to play Latin music in Arizona because there's a lot of really screwed up laws being passed. So it's almost like, I do want to dance this Mexican dance in the U.S. and for people to be exposed to it and for them to see that there's this thing happening there and that they just have to be okay with it.
But you did live in Mexico for some time. I imagine as a youngster you must have had some sort of rebel attitude, sort of rebel reflex towards the traditional music, or have you always sort of accepted this as part of your music?
Well, no, you're totally right. I lived in Mexico until I was 8 years old. I was raised in Nogales, Mexico, which is borders with Arizona. There's Nogales, Mexico, and there's Nogales, Arizona. I was raised on the Mexican side, and then I moved to the Arizona side. In eighth grade, I had the option of playing vihuela, which is the guitar in the mariachi, or playing piano in jazz band. And I chose jazz band because I felt it was like, oh, well, there's a style I don't know, and I want to learn it. And mariachi, I already know it. I could, you know, it's in my blood. So for a while there, I think from when I was like maybe 11 through 18, 19, I only wanted to play American music. And I only wanted to listen to like 60s classic rock or rock and roll, Buddy Holly and bands from the US, but nothing from Mexico. I didn't want to listen to music from Mexico. And it took a while for me to go like full circle. And around, I think, 19, I started listening to Mexican music again. But by that time, I had already played in jazz groups and in ska bands and rock and roll bands and studied saxophone and piano and played in like concert, like wind ensemble and orchestras. So I think I had to go around and see all these different styles and then eventually come back to what I liked when I was really little, when I lived in Mexico.
Well, listening to some of your music sort of reminds me of Ennio Morricone. And are these brass parts an actual reference to Ennio Morricone and sort of his cinematic world?
No, I think that is part of the Calexico influence on my music. You know, they were inspired by a lot of music that could be like cinematic, and that was just a direct influence from them into my music. But it's nice, you know, that it's the things that get passed on and you take it without even thinking about it. But I think it's more a direct link to Calexico and the sound that you hear in Tucson. I would say think of the old school big bands of the 1940s and reduce the size of that lineup and add beats to it and add electronics and add more of a dance flavor to it, and that's what we're trying to do, is mix a lot of different styles in the Latin styles and combine and look for something original, look for something that sounds like us. And we're not there yet. We're still working on it. So hopefully one of these years.
Poslušali smo pogovor s Sergijem Mendoso, s katerim je na fin sončen četrtek v enem od ljubljanskih gostinskih vrtov nekaj besed spregovoril Anže Zorman.
Intervju Radia Student.